Danville Community Development Manager John Dreer says that an undeniable trend in Fair Oaks isn't fair to its residents.
Fair Oaks has 320-some units, I think it is, and although no one intended it this way, it has ended up being 80% African-American, female, under the age of 25, with children, no husband. It's a singular demographic, and that's not good for them or for anybody else. It's also gotten a reputation where, I know there's some very nice people that do live there, and I don't mean to impugn them, but nice people don't want to live there.
City and Housing Authority officials disagree on how public housing should be redeveloped. The city previously proposed closing Fair Oaks while also decreasing the amount of available Section 8 vouchers, which are used to supplement a person's fair market rent. Danville Housing Authority Executive Director Greg Hillary just doesn't see how that is possible.
It doesn't make sense to me that we can just arbitrarily kick 300 families to the street, not house them, because that's illegal. We're going to have to house them. But in order to do that, there's going to have to be changes either on the Section 8 side for additional funding to issue those vouchers, or we're going to have someplace else to house them. And I think that's the philosophical difference that we seem to have that we need to work out.
Both the city and the housing authority agree that the high-density, one-demographic public housing complex is not ideal. Instead, they hope to move on to what they call a mixed-income model of public housing. A study commissioned by the Danville Housing Authority concluded 466 additional units of public housing are needed to meet current demand. But Dreer says that figure is unacceptable. Expanding public housing, he says, is not the direction to take. Instead, moving people out of public housing should be the city's main goal.
We just happen to think that the expansion of more and more and more free housing doesn't really help anyone. I know that sounds awfully rough when you're the person out there who needs it, but we'd rather lift that person to productivity than just park them in an apartment and walk away and leave them for 50 years. And that's kind of what I think the Housing Authority has been doing.
Corey Dorsey has been living in Fair Oaks now for over a year. He understands why people would end up staying for an extended period of time.
People fell into the comfort of $17 a month for rent, or a LIHEAP program, or, you know, programs to help pay your bills. And, you know, and it takes responsibility from people of getting up and getting out and getting their own. You know, it's technically almost babyfying them. They're almost robbing us of our will to live. You know what I'm saying? Robbing us of our survival skills almost by babyfying us.
Danville Mayor Scott Eisenhower says that the Housing Authority's reasons for not pursuing funding for redevelopment are just excuses.
What's been so frustrating to me, however, is the long delay after delay, excuse after excuse, as to why we can't move forward in a direction of providing a far more successful housing environment than what we provide today. There is no question in my mind, and while I recognize it's going to take some time and money, we already should be moving in the direction of having hired an architect, laid out what a mixed income living arrangement should look like. We should be out knocking on doors, looking at funding, finding out what state and federal programs exist. We're not doing any of those things. And again, that's a charge that the Housing Authority has been given by this administration that unfortunately they just haven't picked up the ball and ran with.
Hillary says that this discussion should have started a long time ago.
I think one of the important things that needs to happen is much more communication. We need to work on this problem together. It hasn't been that way. It's been tear it down and then deal with it later. That's not how we need to work on this.
The city and the Housing Authority have been meeting on a monthly basis to discuss plans for redevelopment. But it still may be years before Fair Oaks is shut down. I'm Landon Kassman for Illinois Public Media.